I'm Jordan Erica Weber, and in this series, we'll be looking at internet-enabled dystopia. But this first show explores the extent to which our privacy has been compromised by the tech giants whose services we rely on every day.
400 million users. Facebook is developing tools that collects users' interests in products and then shares that information on other websites.
When I was a young teen, one of my favorite books was a young adult dystopian novel by M.T. Anderson called Feed. Set in a near futuristic America in which the majority of citizens are constantly connected to a futuristic version of the internet called FeedNet via brain implants called Feeds. The story is told from the perspective of a teenage boy called Titus who has grown up with this technology.
I don't know when they first had Feeds, like maybe 50 or 100 years ago. Before that, they had to use their hands and their eyes. Computers were all outside the body. They carried them around outside of them in their hands. Like if you carried your lungs in a briefcase and opened it to breathe.
Titus and his friends rely on their feeds. They use them to talk to each other, to look up information, to find their way around, to entertain themselves, and, importantly, to buy things. They are subjected to constant advertising as the corporations that control the feeds monitor their moods and movements and market products to them accordingly. Maybe it's not such a far-fetched future.
Surveillance capitalism is the feedback loop between surveillance, which is the accrual of information, and capitalism, which is about the accrual of wealth. So what happens when you have this feedback loop?
That's Aral Balkan, a man who describes himself as a cyborg rights activist. More on that later.
Where existing wealth sponsors systems that gather intimate insight about all of us, which in turn lead to even more wealth for the same small group of people. That's surveillance capitalism. It's a term coined by Shoshana Zuboff from Harvard Business School to explain essentially the socio-techno-economical system that we live in today.
As he describes it, our present is not so different from the future laid out in Feed. A lot of us spend a lot of time on platforms that we rely on, which in turn gather information about us that is used to make money from us.
People farming is a term that I use to describe the business model of companies like Google and Facebook. These platform monopolies have two audiences in their business model. They have their users and they have their customers. And the way it works is they track and store and analyze everything about their users to create profiles of them. And these profiles, they monetize with their customers. So what they're really doing is they're farming people, their users, and they're monetizing them with their customers. This is, of course, a very extractive and exploitative system.